to put that gin out one day, I put it out one day, I put it out 7 times, put fire on that roof. But we had steam those days and had good pumps, steam pumps. Water was no problem. In fact, I could stand on the ground and put water where I saw it burning. And my old mother, she used to worry her to death the days we were in that gin. I remember we had a little shed out there back of the gin, and she moved the sewing machine out there where she could sit out there and sew and watch that gin keep from burning down. That's the truth. Of course, we never did burn down, but that's because we kept a close eye on it.
And up over the fireplace would be a what? Place where you could put clocks?
Yeah, map a piece, you call it.
Did you have that kind of real rich wood around here that you'd start a fire with?
Cannon, that's cypress, dry cypress. That was it. No, it wasn't that rich wood like pine knots. I imagine you're talking about pine knots.
Well,
that's rich. You can start that with a match.
Yeah.
And I remember we used to have a lot of those people come over here and go hunting with us from the finer, what we call the finer wood, that's on the other side of the Mississippi River. Whenever they came over here to go hunting with us, they'd bring a lot of pine knots with them so they could start fire with us. And they were good to start fire, but that old dry cypress is just as good.
Yeah. You put the wood on what?
Most people call them doggones. The real name for them is an andouan.
In the fire, yeah.
Put them on, that holds the wood up off so the air can get under the fire, you see. That holds the wood about that high up off the bottom of the bricks. And then if you have your wood laying in there, you could stick a dry kindling in there and it's under it and get it started burning, you see.
Yeah. Did y'all keep the fire going at night?
No, never did. We had plenty of bed clothes. We've had as many as 40 in that old house right over there. 40. To spend Christmas over there. And my mother used to have cooking parties. And where they'd get a bunch of the ladies and they'd get around, they had cooking frames. I don't suppose you ever heard of anything like that.
Can you tell me about it?
They would make quilts. They'd take all the old scrap stuff and make good warm quilts. And my old mother never had no end of all the quilts. She'd get out when they had a crowd at home like that, throw a big old quilt on the floor and give you 2-3 more to cover up with. And that was, and of course we had always had good wool blankets. But the big thing was that those quilts, they could take the scrap stuff and make them. And give a quilting party and have a good, my old daddy used to call them a hen party, where the little hens would get together and shoot the gossip. When they had a quilting party, they would all get there and everybody would sit around this quilting frame and I don't know how to express it, but yeah, you have to stitch that thing. Stitches, it would be 2 or 3 thicknesses of cloth that you had to crook that old crook and get those cloth all together. You'd have all the way, the whole area of the, and that's what these quilting parties were for. And they would have things like that and help one another.